Desiree had to leave because it was already, you know, to be up by 4:30. So he asked for an excused absence.
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
The last item of business was the roll call vote on the motion which you just took. If the original roll call motion, if the original motion had passed, we would have had an election, but that does not in effect. The meeting has just ended.
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
We've long exhausted the time. We finished the agenda, and I'm no longer the chair of this body.
The LSB is in session. That's your chair.
LSB is in session.
Okay.
So now you're right.
I've never had an LSD meeting start at 4:15.
You don't have to. Oh, you don't want. It's your choice. You think you can get that?
Does someone have to say affirm that they're here, or can I just say that they're here?
Just call it. Come on.
Just call the name.
I'm asking a question. Can someone refuse to call, and do I call them in?
No, if they're present in the room, they're present for the forum.
All right, he's present. Thank you. Never done that before, that's all. Lydia Person.
Absente.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
Luis Garcia. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall requested an excused absence. Kim Kaufman.
Present.
Fred Klunder.
Absent.
Jim Lafferty and Shapasha Chembe are excused again. Are
present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick. John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes. Ron Spiesersbach.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Here. Are there any LSB members present who I neglected to call? Well, I called. He called her, but she's not in the room. It doesn't count.
My book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10.
Gladney. Ariana Gladney, are you present?
I am. I'm leaving.
So, I've never gotten.
Are you asking for Ruth to Dapson?
You know what? This
meeting
don't even really
exist
right now.
Okay. Well, Ted Graywall did call the LSB meeting to order, and then she excused herself for personal reasons. And Brenda Medina is chairing it.
If you can excuse me, I have to go.
Sorry? Sorry?
But you can count
Ted.
She's unexcused.
Yeah. Sorry, we could. Oh, that's right. I count
the same.
Well, she. Do I count Ted?
She
wasn't present for the role.
She wasn't present for the role.
Yeah, we can't have people
to be. You can't call a role and then somebody's not here and they're not saying that they're here.
She can't count for that.
If they're not even present, then that's not possible.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You do it every goddamn meeting. You wait until the quorum is up.
We don't do much.
Okay, there's 11 present. You could have a committee as a whole, and somebody could try to get more members to come in.
All right.
A quorum could be achieved after.
This is a committee of the whole present right now.
Heather Rihanna is a member.
She asked for an excuse.
She doesn't matter. She wasn't present.
You can't do it.
Hey, I'm sorry?
You can't do it.
You have Ariana and Ted. You have a motion.
Ted was not present when the roll was being called, Mr. Crumshaw.
She was present when the meeting began.
I'm going to call on Ms. Kaufman. Go ahead.
Could I have a ruling of the chair? Could I ask for a ruling of the chair, please?
Yeah.
So, Ariana Gladney, I called on her. She said, please excuse me from this meeting. Do I count her as excused request or present?
As an excused request.
Challenge the meeting of the ruling of the chair.
She didn't say present.
I'm asking for your ruling, Madam Chair, because I've never done this before. I don't call people who don't.
Oh, here comes our little
secretary.
Come on. I'm used to calling people who don't want
really, to. Really, Ms. Kaufman?
Yes, really.
Okay.
It's unnecessary because that's very rude of you.
Oh,
everyone knows.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. You should be, Ms. Kaufman. Okay. All right.
Can we ask the members to plan to attend or not?
Are you planning to attend, Paige?
Are you
here? As long as they can.
All right, then you'll be counted as present.
Okay.
Why are we doing it?
Ms. Kaufman, go ahead. Go ahead.
Never mind.
Okay. Who's next?
Here. I'd like to.
Next. No one? Okay.
Chair.
So we're going to go lead.
Madam Chair, I do ask to be recognized.
Go ahead, Mr. Kaufman.
I have two motions to present to the LSB. They are lengthy. I can read them out or give them to the secretary to be read, but they are, one is a censure motion for the, one is a censure motion for the next LSB meeting in which we move to censure Chair Tej Grewal. And the second is...
I'm sorry, Mr. Connors, I'm going to rule that out of order.
The second is a censure motion for... Lydia Brazan, I'd like to read the text of the entire motions, please.
He's noticing a motion for the next meeting.
These are motions for the next meeting.
That's
they're
the
not
scheduling.
So we would have to schedule the next meeting.
Well,
within scheduling the next meeting, Mr. Condon, I'm speaking to you. Okay.
So what's going to happen is that we would have to reschedule this LSB meeting, and since we are a committee of the whole at this point in time, and so since you are noticing
notice of a meeting,
Ms. Kaufman, I'm speaking to Mr. Condit, so you need to calm down.
But I want I have a feeling you haven't got a clue what you're doing.
Yes, I am. I do know what I'm doing.
Well, let's show me.
And I don't need to prove anything to you, Mr. Condit, but what I'm letting you know, since you're trying to notice a meeting, when we go to schedule, when you're trying to notice a motion to censure somebody, when we get to scheduling the next meeting, you could go ahead and do that. Because you're not presenting it to this body at this point in time.
I am.
Ms. Kaufman, okay, so what I'm saying right now, and this is the ruling that I'm making as a chair currently, is that when we go to scheduling the next meeting, it would be appropriate then for Mr. Condit, I don't care, we're going to take a vote on it. So when it's appropriate to schedule the next meeting, you can go ahead and notice your motion.
It's noticed now.
Okay, so there was already a challenge to the ruling of the chair, so we're going to go ahead and take a vote prior to you coming in.
Point of information.
Yes, Mr. Wenger, go ahead.
Actually, it's Dr. Wenger.
Please use the mic.
Sure.
Please don't call me Mr. Wenger. Call me Dr. Wenger. Dr. Wenger, your choice.
Wenger.
So the point is that the question is, isn't the LSB meeting already scheduled? The November meeting has been scheduled. If it's scheduled, then it's now time to take a notice for a motion for the next meeting, whenever it is?
So as far as I know,
there's an agenda item for scheduling.
There's an agenda item for scheduling the next meeting. So
notice is isn't it appropriate to take notice for the next meeting? We'll accept the date, but when the next meeting?
Well, right now we're on the challenging of the ruling of the chair, Dr. Wenger. I apologize. So we'll go ahead and get through that, and then we'll go ahead and go through whether or not we're going to be taking up Mr. Condit's notice.
Point of clarification on you. Excuse me, please. I'm addressing the chair.
Go ahead.
Point of clarification. You are saying that this motion, whatever you made, could come up at the appropriate time in the agenda. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Correctly. I think I will withdraw my challenge to the chair.
Well, it's already a part of the body, so you would have to go ahead and vote it up or down.
Okay.
Sorry,
so,
the point of clarification.
Go ahead.
So are you saying you can't notice it right now?
I'm saying that it would be most appropriate to notice it during scheduling of the next LSB meeting to give his notice of the censure, of censuring.
If he just made a motion to notice at the next LSB meeting, that's an order, in my opinion, and I will vote too.
Vote against the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
That's what you can do. Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it. Is that your motion? You're just noticing.
For the
next meeting.
Noticing it now for the next meeting.
Okay, so you go ahead and vote up or down the ruling of the chair. All right? Mr. Secretary. Or actually, by show of hands.
Objections.
Are there any objections to the ruling of the chair?
Objections to the ruling of the chair?
Yes. Okay, so then I'll go ahead and count that. So all those in favor of the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand.
You're voting to sustain the chair.
To uphold the ruling of the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Give me one second.
Let her conduct the meeting, please.
Are you going to let me do the meeting or not? Or are you going to keep commenting?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Don't even look at me.
All right. So then all those opposed to the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions? All right. So the ruling of the chair hasn't been upheld. Mr. Condon, go ahead with your notice.
That's okay.
Well, are you going to read it? Then can I have the text after you're reading it?
Yes, I'll read it and then give you the text.
Thank you.
All right. I am noticing a censure motion for the next LSB. Move that the KPFK LSB censures Tej Grewell, staff member chair LSB, for improperly calling a delegates assembly to remove Kim Kaufman as director of the Pacifica National Board, but with no specific written charges and without proper direction according to Pacifica bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order, which governs the foundation. This violates Pacifica Bylaw Article 5, Section 7, Removal of Directors, specifically that the meeting shall be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including notice and an opportunity to be heard, as well as parts of Section 61 and 63 of Robert's Rules of Order as to proper procedures for an investigation and trial. Most particularly, in Section 63, the Secretary should immediately send to the accused by registered mail a letter notifying him or her of the date, hour, and place of the trial, containing an exact copy of the charge or charges. Furthermore, Tej Grewell improperly represented herself in noticing this meeting of the chair, in noticing this meeting as the chair of the Assembly of Delegates of KPFK. This position did not commonly exist, cannot be found in the Pacifica bylaws, and if that body did in fact elect this person to said position, that action must be proved, must be specified in approved minutes of the KPFK Delegates Assembly. Some of that is moot. And I move on. Censure motion for Lydia Brazon, listener sponsor member, LSB, director, Pacifica National Board. I am noticing a censure motion for the next LSB. Moved that the KPFK LSB censures Lydia Brazon, listener sponsor member, LSB, director, Pacifica National Board, for participating in or instigating an improperly and illegally called meeting to consider the removal of Kim Kaufman from the Pacifica National Board that violates the Pacifica bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order for due process requirements. In response to an email from 9 LSB members requesting proper charges be given to Kim Kaufman 30 days in advance of a meeting, and a proper and fair procedure to be laid out in advance of a meeting, Lydia wrote an email on October 12th to the LSB citing, in very broad and vague nonspecific terms, 3 events that occurred outside of an LSB meeting and 1 which occurred over 1 year ago, saying in part, the conduct has been known to you and to the members of the body for a period beyond the 30 days. This violates Section 63, page 656, lines 1 through 6 of Robert's Rules of Order. A member or officer has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable grounds. If thus accused, he has the right to due process, he or she has the right to due process, that is, to be informed of the charges and given time to prepare his or her defense, to appear and defend himself, and to be fairly treated. It violates the Pacifica Bylaw Article 5, Section 7, Removal of Directors, specifically that the director shall be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including notice and the opportunity to be heard. Finally, Lydia also states in her email, I believe this to be less about the facts, which violates Robert's Rules of Order, Section 63, page 662, line 32. The managers at the trial have the task of presenting the evidence against the accused. Their duty, however, is not to act as prosecutors in the sense of making every effort to secure conviction, but rather to strive that the trial will get at the truth and that, in light of all the facts brought out, the outcome will be just. End of motion.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Condon. All right. So I apologize. I omitted the seating and welcome of Mr. Luis Garcia to the LSB meeting. As you all know, we just discussed in the Delegates Assembly that I need to turn on my mic. That Nancy Cazar did resign, and so we went to the next alternate, to which is Mr. Luis Garcia. So welcome, and thank you again for serving. Yes, but that was for the delegates.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the next thing is the excuse.
Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, so you moved it. We adjourned. Is there a second?
No, we haven't voted anything he did.
No, Mr. Condon just noticed the meeting. Mr. Brooks, is that a second?
Second.
Do you have a comment to make?
Did someone second the motion?
Rodrigo
seconded.
All I want to do is move it down one agenda item. They adjourned.
Cool.
Okay, so if you don't want to adjourn the meeting, then go ahead and vote against it, Mr. Brooks. So all those in favor of adjourning, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait.
Abstentions?
Okay. Abstentions? Ms. Kaufman, you're not voting?
I voted to adjourn. Okay. I made a motion to adjourn.
Okay, so 10 to 4. Is that what you got?
10-4-0.
Okay. All right, so meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
I'm out.